presented by Listen Headlines, latest financial news from trusted sources. Updating daily noontime New York City.
Daily FX market news.
December 11th, 11 o'clock America, New York. Markets week ahead. Dow Jones, US dollar, gold, euro, British pound, Fed, ECB, BO. The Dow Jones and Nasdaq 100 fell as market volatility came back. Ahead, will the Fed disappoint dovish expectations? All eyes are on the US dollar and gold. The euro and British pound face the ECB and BO, respectively. Marginal revolution.
December 11th, 8:28 America, New York. Broader implications of ChatGPT. No, it is not converging upon human-like intelligence or for that matter AGI. Still, the broader lesson is you can build a very practical kind of intelligence with fairly simple statistical models and lots of training data. And there is more to come from this direction very soon.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
December 11th, 8 o'clock America, New York. Utility bills rise as Americans pay off storm recovery costs for decades to come. Customers will pay billions of dollars in fees arising from severe weather in recent years, as companies pass along extraordinary costs of energy and repairs.
Global economy.
December 11th, 7 o'clock America, New York. The UK government's policy on public sector pay is foolish. Letting inflation reduce real wages while expecting services to be maintained is dishonest.
Daily FX market news.
December 11th, 7 o'clock America, New York. Gold, ZAU, USD, forecast. Recent gains may come under pressure as US data takes center stage. Gold has struggled to find acceptance above the 200-day MA and $1,800 key level. Next week's data releases are likely to define the medium-term direction for the precious metal.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
December 11th, 7 o'clock America, New York. How Washington persuaded Europe to put a price cap on Russian oil. President Biden and senior advisors, in last-minute negotiations with world leaders, secured support for a novel plan that aims to keep Russian oil on global markets while limiting the Kremlin's revenues from sales.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
December 11th, 7 o'clock America, New York. Some Twitter power users try business casual on LinkedIn. Unhappy with Elon Musk's vision for Twitter, some are seeking refuge on the professional networking site. The memes and hot takes don't always translate.
New York Times Business.
December 11th, 5 o'clock America, New York. Why is Howard Schultz taking this so personally? His opposition to a union isn't primarily about the bottom line, friends say. It clashes with his image of Starbucks as a model employer.
Marginal revolution.
December 11th, 057 America, New York. Why Scott Alexander does not hate crypto. Vietnam uses crypto because it's terrible at banks. 69% of Vietnamese have no bank access, the second highest in the world. I'm not sure why. Articles play up rural poverty, but many nations have more rural poor than Vietnam.
Daily FX market news.
December 10th, 1700 America, New York. Dollar forecast loaded with volatility potential, but can it find a trend? The week ahead is jam-packed with high-profile U.S. event risk, anchored by the top listing of a FOMC rate decision. The dollar is significantly off its multi-decade highs after 2 months of choppy retreat, but is there enough oomph in what's ahead to produce an outright bear trend, or perhaps spur recovery?
Marginal revolution.
December 10th, 1502 America, New York, Patrick Collison's Books of the Year picks. The best book I read this year was The World of Yesterday, by Stefan Zweig. A vivid account of Austria and its pre-World War I cultural vibrancy, it left me sharing his sorrow for what was destroyed.
New York Times Business.
December 10th, 1438 America, New York. Vaping settlement by Juul is said to total $1.7 billion. The proposed deal would resolve thousands of lawsuits in multi-district litigation based in Northern California. Juul was once the most popular vaping brand, but it has been the target of a number of lawsuits claiming it helped fuel the teen vaping crisis.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
December 10th, 1211 America, New York, cartoonish Putinist economics. A streetwise analyst does not expect the typical politician to profess a consistent economic theory. The summits reached by Vladimir Putin in this area would be a matter of analytical wonder if they did not also remind us of the lower peaks where our own political rulers stand, as well as of the poor level of general economic literacy.
The Library of Economics and Liberty. December 10, 1209 America, New York, from Silicon Valley to Columbia. In 2021, venture capital investment will reach a record $15.7 billion in Latin America, more than the amount attracted by startups in the region over the past 10 years, according to the Latin American Private Equity Investment Association, LAVCA.
New York Times Business.
December 10, 8 o'clock America, New York, in a future filled with electric cars, AM radio may be left behind. Carmakers say electromagnetic interference causes static and noise on AM transmissions, annoying customers. Broadcasters say they could lose a connection to their core listeners, who rely on the radio for emergencies. Carmakers say that electric vehicles generate electromagnetic interference, causing static, noise and a high-frequency hum.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
December 10, 8 o'clock America, New York. Great moments in due diligence. Good plan, Pat. Theranos's victims, Judge Davila said, include venture capital firms Lucas Venture Group and Peer Venture Partners, and individual investors including Pat Mendenhall of U.S.
Global Economy. December 10, 6 o'clock America, New York, Fashion Factory. Mango brings production closer to home in rethink on China. Beijing's policies and global supply chain chaos prompt sourcing reforms at clothing chain.
Global Economy.
December 9, 2000 America, New York. Japanese tech leaders warn Beijing will ride out U.S. chip sanctions. Sony and NEC executives say progress may be slowed, but China will remain a force in AI and other areas.
BBC News Business.
December 9, 1908 America, New York, rail strikes. RMT boss calls for meeting with Sunak. The RMT's general secretary says a meeting between the two was the best hope of making progress.
BBC News Business.
December 9, 1900 America, New York, Sam Bankman-Fried. I hope to make money to pay people back. The former FTX boss says he would give anything to start a new business and repay crypto investors.